With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Nice to meet you.
Did you really eat 100 bottles of bone condenser?
I like the bone condenser.
You like?
It's very tasty. You know me. I like chalky flavor. And let's face facts, my bones could use condensing. I have very wide, loose bones.
It's something I've always...
Very loose and wide.
I've always thought your bones are surprisingly sparse.
Thank you.
Well, my card says here you're from New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm going to act like we're the same height, if that's all right.
Do you want to move it up?
No, it's fine.
How does it feel now? Now that you're not in control of how high somebody else can be. You sat across me for years.
I did sit across from you for years.
You wanted me to be low.
I did.
You're always weird about how high I was, and you were like, you should be low.
Because... honestly, a person like you I don't normally see unless they're eating foliage from the lower end of the food.
Hello there. This is the Beluga Tunes podcast. Andy here. Thank you so much for deciding to listen to this. In this episode, which has taken me a little while to bring out, but never mind, I won't go too much into that. There's going to be another 6-minute shout out. You'll have to wait and see what the contents of that will be. The film I'm talking about for Podflix this week is The Trouble with Harry, which is a Hitchcock film. I had never seen it, so you'll get to hear what I thought of that film, and you'll also get to find out what the next film is going to be, the one that I'm going to be talking about in the next episode. Yeah, I shall reveal that I don't know what it is yet, so we'll have to wait and see. There is also the next chapter of the Infinity Express. Let's see, I've got the text document here. This week it's chapter 16. And again, no idea what's going to happen. It's just a random thing. I'm just going to get some prompts and I'm going to write a little... weird chapter of this ongoing story. So yeah, basically this story involves a group of friends from different worlds, and they meet each other because there's this train that travels through all these different dimensions. So yeah, it's kind of interesting and very unpredictable. Yeah, and that's pretty much this week's episode. That's what's planned. And I need a tissue. Hang on. So, yeah. time to get on to the first bit. That was easy. Let's go then.
Well, on the bright side, we now get cable.
Yep, it's time for the 6-minute shout-out, so let's spin that internet wheel. There it goes. And this internet wheel... has lots of internets all over it. Lots of stuff that could be looked at, enjoyed. What's it going to land on? Is it going to land on something good? Okay, it has landed on... Are you talking REM, re-me? I had to read that. It's a bit of an awkward title. So yeah, here's what this is all about, and... I will explain the title. You see, Adam Scott and Scott Aukerman once did a podcast in which they talked exclusively about those lovable lads from Liverpool, U2. And that was called You Talking U2 to Me. I've actually played like the Adam, that's not funny clip. That's from that podcast. And I listened to all those episodes. It was a lot of fun. It seems that podcast is over now, because the last episode they did was about U2's latest album. They decided to move on to REM. Sorry, I've got a mouth ulcer. It's nothing serious, but it stings. And I'm not timing myself yet again. I don't know. So I'm going to call that 1 minute. So by minute number 10, I should be at the 6 minute point. I'm very disorganized. And this is literally, I suppose it's easy for me to talk about this because I've just finished listening to the first episode. And that's all there is so far. They talk about Chronic Town. I actually, because here's the thing, I don't really listen to an awful lot of REM, because I was, I was familiar enough with U2 to kind of be able to appreciate what they were doing previously on this podcast. So this is sort of, because it's kind of the same setup, it's the same format, the same humour and everything. It's sort of interesting to me, they do make jokes. There are kind of running gags throughout, like since the start. They technically started this podcast a few years back, and now they've just sort of changed the name, and it's on a different, slightly different topic now. But they do talk very sincerely about, because this is all about the kind of music that they listened to a lot back in the day, and they still find themselves enjoying it these days. And they have some interesting things to say about music. One of the things they like to say is, this is good rock and roll music. That is like, I don't know if you can even call it humor, but it's become a thing, basically. Like, when it was all about U2, they would always refer to the band members as Bonobos, Fedge, Adam Clay, 2,000 pounds, and Larry Mullins' son. So just slightly off, just get the name slightly off. And it's stupid. It's the kind of thing that, I enjoy it mainly because I sort of have a familiarity with these guys, and I just like the silliness. I like that it's like listening to jokes that don't quite land, yet somehow I just find it really entertaining. So I'm glad that this podcast isn't dead, and that they have found a way to keep it going. They've sort of reset. In many ways, it is very much the same show again. I'm recommending this to anyone, like, because there have been a lot of shows on Earwolf. I think I've mentioned a number of them. If you like any of those shows, then definitely give this one a try. I don't know, actually, are they using the same feed? Because I didn't need to subscribe to this, because it was, oh yeah, there we go. So I believe the previous 24 episodes that are mostly to do with U2 are still there, so you can still listen to those. But if you want to hear them talk about REM, that's what they've done for episode 25 and onwards, and that's what they're going to be doing. So it's kind of a weird show, and it's because Scott in particular has a very niche audience, but you know, it definitely works for me. So there you go. Let me just read that again. You see, I have to read it out because it's a bit hard to remember. Are you talking REM? Re me. The new title of You Talking You Do to Me, says REM. Okay.
I shall have a birthday cake.
Stands to reason they can't touch you for it.
Nothing these days stands to reason.
It was accidental, an act of God, perhaps. In a way, you should be grateful that you were able to do your share in accomplishing the destiny of a fellow being. Suppose, for instance, it was written in the Book of Heaven that this man was to die at this particular time and at this particular place. And suppose for a moment the actual accomplishing of his departure had been bungled, something gone wrong. Perhaps it was meant to be a thunderbolt, and there was no thunder available, say. Well, then you come along and you shoot him. And heaven's will is done, and destiny fulfilled. Your conscience is quite clear. You got nothing to worry about.
Sammy, I haven't got a conscience. And it's not heaven that's worrying me, because I don't expect I'll ever have to face it. And it's none of those noble things you were talking about, no. Nothing like that.
What is it?
It's me.
The trouble with Harry is that he's dead. And everyone seems to have a different idea of what should be done with his body. Directed by Alfred Hitchcock, 1955, The Trouble with Harry. I think I'll start by saying, I do kind of like Hitchcock films. I haven't seen all of them. This is one of those things, you know, there are quite a lot, but there's a definite cut-off point, so... I should probably get around to just having a look at them. You know, it just might be interesting. Filling in those blanks, getting the all the ones I missed. Because I think I'd heard of this one before. I definitely hadn't seen it. And when it started, I found myself hoping that. Because I saw that it said it was a comedy mystery on IMDb, and I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if this was a Hitchcock film that does not rely on suspense and heavy drama? I suppose that there isn't really a lot of heavy drama in it, but if you know what I mean, I was really hoping that this would have kind of a noticeably different tone to his other work, and the thing is, I didn't know anything about the plot. I didn't know why it was called The Trouble with Harry, it was when it got to the part where they reveal the dead body. At that point, I was like, okay, this is a typical Hitchcock film. Because it is definitely witty. I did laugh a bit throughout this, and I just think, you know, I felt like I was going to enjoy it a lot more, because watching that first bit, and it did kind of make me think about Rope, because the great thing about Rope is that it just takes place entirely in one location, and it's even shot as if there is no cutting. I mean, technically there is, but the cuts are disguised quite well, and there are one or two, I suppose in order to establish the three-act structure, there are some very obvious cuts. Anyway, that's not what I'm talking about. I did for a moment think, oh, is this going to be another one of those? Is this going to just take place in one location? And at first I thought, you know, this seems like a great way of just doing a film where there isn't much to it. You've just got different people reacting to this one incident. And it is very funny how none of the characters, none of them panic when they find out Harry is dead. They have that moment of shock. Well, not even all of them do that. You know, the gentleman who first realizes that, you know, he's accidentally shot. Captain Albert Wiles, I believe, is the name of this character. So he accidentally shoots him while he's out hunting. And I thought it's interesting how when he first realizes what's happened, he kind of goes cold, but then, in a very Hitchcockian way, he's just... Yeah, he just sort of mutters to himself, "Oh no, I'm a murderer," and just and I did appreciate how they'd gone with this very kind of absurd, very eccentric way of just talking about Harry like he's like just is being a real inconvenience by being dead. It's clever. I didn't love it. It's annoying because I felt like I was able to get invested, but there is a lot of dialogue. And I feel like maybe just at the time I kind of wanted a film that wasn't very dialogue heavy, because I didn't manage to stay focused. This is always a problem. I'm really bad at staying focused. So yeah, would I watch it again? I think I'm gonna have to say no, because for the first first scene made me feel like I'm really loving this. I could definitely watch this again. But then as it went on, I just became less interested, and I didn't really get into the romantic part. I think that could have been done better somehow. I don't know. not very good at giving constructive criticism of these things. But yeah, it's very Hitchcock. I suppose I'm glad I watched it. Like I said, I think I might try and be a bit of a completionist and seek out the rest of the Hitchcock films, because there are a lot of really obscure ones, like his earlier work is. Yeah. Anyway, it's time for me to reveal what the next film is going to be, the next one I'm going to talk about. I'll just see which one is the first one that comes up. I might have to hit pause.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, yeah, just give me a second. I'm going to go with The Devil Wears Prada, 2006. That's going to be the one I'll be talking about in the next episode of the Beluga Tunes podcast.
Adam, that's not funny.
Hi, we're here on the street asking people about the Fump. Excuse me, sir, do you know what the Fump is?
The what?
The Fump. F-U-M-P.
Oh, I don't know. But it doesn't sound appetizing. I don't want any.
Isn't that the sound a groundhog makes when you run over it with your car?
No. Can you tell me what the Fump is?
Is it the enemy in the next Spider-Man movie?
I don't think so.
A clean-burning car that runs on pancakes?
What?
Isn't that the stuff the Nutty Professor invented?
No, that's flubber. The Fump. What is the Fump?
Ooh, it's a dog. I think it's half Great Dane, half Chihuahua.
Is that even possible?
Sounds like something you get from a cheap hooker.
Oh, come on, no. Doesn't anyone around here know what the Fump is?
I do, but I'm a paid announcer with a script in front of me that explains it.
Fine, fine. Go do your thing.
The Fump is the Funny Music Project. It's a website where comedy musicians post funny songs and parodies. New songs are uploaded every Tuesday and Friday. The songs are available for free download from thefump.com or automatically via our podcast feed. The Fump features some of the biggest names in comedy music from The Dr. Demento Show, including the great Luke Ski, Robert London Spav, Devo Spice, Worm Quartet, Rob Balder, Possible Oscar, Tom Smith, Raymond and Scum, Power Salad, Bob Ricci, Carla Ulbricht, Steve Goody, Paul and Storm, and Jonathan Colton. High-quality downloads and compilation CDs are also available. Find us at www.thefump.com or look us up on iTunes. And for behind-the-scenes discussions on the songs posted to The Fump, listen to the Funny Music Podcast.
Thank you. See, people? Was that so hard?
So it is something you get from a cheap hooker. Look, the one I was with last Friday sold me a copy of the Volume 10 compilation CD.
Ugh, I quit. I'm going home.
The Fump. It's not something you get from a cheap hooker. Usually.
So yeah, there's going to be chapter 16, is it? Yeah, 16 of the Infinity Express, and I'm here at randomlists.com. I have my 8 randomly selected words. I'm just going to quickly read these out, and then I'm going to hit pause, and I'm going to make a chapter out of these 8 words. Dry, fax, mailbox, important, same, zesty, colourful, hover. Those are the 8 words I need to work into this week's chapter. So yeah, I'll be back in just a minute, and hopefully I should have a fairly decent chapter from those 8 words. Okay, hang on. Okay, I'm done. I've rushed this one a bit, but it's not too bad. Okay, so chapter 16. Teresa is organizing a special charity event for travelers of different realities. She writes a speech with all the fierce passion and dry wit she can muster. She attempts to fax a copy of it to Shane to get his opinion. Shane walks into her coach. "I'm on this train too, you know," he says. Lisa checks her mailbox and sees that Teresa has sent her an invitation to the event. "You can just ask me if I want to go with you," she says. "There's going to be a very important person at this special event," Teresa says, beaming. "Will it be the same Joker you had at the last one?" asks Shane. "No, I found one of the most zesty travellers out there. Her name is Tabitha Gumball." Tabitha Gumball is a very colourful and exuberant young lady who has travelled to more parallel universes than anyone on record. Her preferred mode of transport is an interdimensional hovercraft. Teresa's friends become intrigued by this news and decide this might be a good idea after all. But will it be? We'll have to find out in the next chapter. That'll be the find out where on earth this story is going in the next episode. Okay.
What are you doing? Your neck is cold? You want me to get you a scarf? A bow tie?
Well, the time has very nearly come for me to send you all on your merry way. And I'm just going to read out these were the clips that you heard in this week's episode. They were from The Harry Hill Show, The Opposition, Community, Pete Moore, The Trouble with Harry, You Talking You Two to Me, and Comedy Bang Bang. Please feel free to join me in the next episode when I will be giving my thoughts on Devil Wears Prada. I'll be writing another chapter on Infinity Express, and there'll be a new 6-minute shout-out, which I still haven't decided on, but we will see. We'll see what that one will be. Also, don't forget, I'm doing live streams now. I'm trying to do one every Sunday at 4 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. If this episode will most likely come out before I do my Sunday stream this week, because it's currently Saturday night. There's no reason that I shouldn't be able to get this out in time. That'll be virtually every Sunday, and it's on my YouTube channel, and you can get access to this just by going to my website, belugatoons.com, belugatoons. Once you know how to spell that, it becomes really easy to find my stuff. So yeah, there's my YouTube channel, there's my Redbubble store, belugatoons.redbubble. You can find t-shirts and lots of other things. I have another podcast, Video Gaga. If you haven't started, if you haven't listened to that at all, then have a listen. I do it with This Is Ready Made. It's just one that we do together. It's been a lot of fun with it. We've done quite a lot of episodes. Just a few more things and then I can rest. Let's see. What was it? My mind's gone blank. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Acast. There's my Twitter. Yeah, @BelugaToons. And if you want to find updates on this podcast, go to @BelugaToonsPod. That's everything. That's everything I need to tell you about.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.